Eamon, congratulations. Your thoughts after that?
Thoughts, sir. I thought, we played very well. I said to the boys before we came out onto the field, just believe. That's all we want, to go out there and believe in yourselves, because you're a good side. We've been playing well. People thought we were having a bit of a blip, but it wasn't. You can't keep winning all the time. And that's our 17th match now. We've only lost 3 matches. So I knew what was in this team, and I knew this was going to be a very, very tough game. But the thing about it is, we were at home, and I knew once the boys came, we met at 12 o'clock in the community centre, and I knew once they came in the door that I felt we were going to be in a winner, because the atmosphere, the camaraderie, everything was good, and I think we brought it out onto the field.
Yeah, your players seemed to embrace the occasion, Eamon, and from first whistle they seemed up for it.
Yeah, well, we knew from the Dunboyne game and the Middleton game, we didn't stick the full 90 minutes. We had a good half, and then we had a bad second half. So we tried to put that to bed today, and I think we did, even though, they were always threatening. They're always threatening to get a goal, but we give away a bad goal, which put us under pressure. But in saying that, for me, anyway, the improvement was the second half, where we can come out and show that, we can still stick together for the whole 90 minutes.
Yeah, you looked well organised, played well in the first half, and deservedly took the lead through Christy Conaghan.
Yeah, well, I think, to be fair, I think they hit us, in the first 10-15 minutes. That happens early on in the match. I think one man got through, and Johnny Minnick made an absolutely superb tackle. That was after about 3 or 4 minutes, and I felt we were kind of out of the game until maybe, I don't really know the times, but it could have been 15 minutes. But after that, once we scored, we never looked back, and that was the great thing about it. We were more composed on the ball, and when we had to hoof it, we hoofed it, and when we had to play it, we had to play it, which, everything came together for us.
Yeah. Darren McIlwain's penalty then, it was about 77 minutes. You would have thought that when he put that one away, Letterkenny would go on to win it, but just things like that, it's never that easy, Eamon.
It's never that easy, but there's one thing we did prepare ourselves for, and I prepared the team for, and I told them once we got this draw that we could go to Dublin and win this game on penalties. It's as simple as that. So mentally, we had to be prepared for today. No matter what happened out there today, we were to keep going, because I've had plenty of experience in the Intermediate Cup, and it's just one of those competitions where anything can happen at any time. And I felt I told the boys, look, we just keep going at home. We play as good as we can, and if we have to go to Dublin, then we go to Dublin. And I think that reflected all the way through.
Yeah, it was nice that this big game was played at Lakeview Park today. I mean, I know that was something you wanted.
Yeah, well, I have to congratulate Desi and indeed myself and him and Big P and the fast man. We were down here all week getting this prepared, and we're just praying for the weather, and somebody was looking after us, because we got the weather and the field dried up, and it was in good condition, and I felt it's a tight stand and the tight field, even though it's a big field, but it's a beautiful compact ground, one of the best grounds in Donegal, I feel, if it can be developed, because it's beautiful and compact and you have an atmosphere. And for a game like this here, there's one thing you do need is an atmosphere, and I think we got it today.
And it'd be nice to have a semi-final back here then in a few weeks time.
Well, we're riding our luck a wee bit now. I think that's we got the first draw was away, that's 2 home draws, so at the stage, Dermot, you're in the semi-final. You have to be mentally prepared for what's to come. If we're away, we're away, and if we're not, if we're home, all the better. I mean, a home draw is a big advantage, but in saying that, with the team I have at the moment and the way they're mentally prepared, I think we'll take what comes now.
Yeah, you know what it takes to win an FAI Intermediate Cup, Eamon. Do you think that Letterkenny Rovers have the players, the experience there to go all the way this year?
I think they do. The players that are there are experienced, and that's massive. And any competition, especially Intermediate Cup, when I won the cup with Fannett in 1988, long time ago, yeah, we were all young, but we were all aspiring to play for League of Ireland clubs. And then the second time we won it, I think I had 10 League of Ireland players and one player that hadn't played in League of Ireland, and that's the type of team that you need to win an Intermediate Cup. People talk about the Intermediate Cup. It's the second biggest cup in Ireland to the FAI Cup. And, unless you put in the effort and unless you have good players, you're not going to compete in it. And this year, I felt we have good players, we have experienced players, and we put it top of our agenda. So, we're going okay. Yeah.